Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. Are you the kind of person that maybe you've been trying to practice setting boundaries, or, you've been watching the videos, reading the memes about how to say what to somebody when you feel disrespected, or learning ways to say no. And so you've maybe been getting better with setting boundaries, but there's still one feeling that you cannot shake, and that is guilt. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today on the Being Human with Vasavi podcast. It's me, Vasavi, and today's topic is how to deal with guilt when setting boundaries. First thing I want to just let you know is that if you love this podcast, please share it with a friend. Subscribe. If you want to leave me a little love note, please go ahead into Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review, because honestly, what other kind of review is there? 5-star review plus your comment would be amazing as to why you love this podcast so much and really the value that you've been getting from listening to the podcast. What I have found is even the most powerful of powerful women, right? Successful women, business owners, who have a lot of confidence, they still feel guilty when setting boundaries. They still feel bad. And so it's really important that we can distinguish, right? Those voices in our head, right? The voices in our head will convince us that we have to feel guilt when in actuality, all we're doing is taking care of ourselves. So now on to our topic of the day, which is how to deal with guilt when setting boundaries. So why do we feel guilty when we take care of ourselves? Why do we feel guilty for or feel bad for the other person if we say no? So first thing you got to know that setting healthy boundaries is going to hurt at first, because number one, we're taught to people please from a very young age, right? We're taught, oh, don't be mean. Oh, okay, we should just say yes, even though we really want to say no. I mean, I grew up with my mom who didn't want to do a lot of stuff, but she did it as her duty, right? And I often found her very resentful, and I don't blame her, right? So she did a lot of things out of obligation rather than, you know, really listening to her truth and what it is that she wanted. So we're taught to people please. Especially as women, right? We're taught to people please. We're trying to make everyone happy around us at the expense of our own mental and emotional health. And then we end up hating ourselves, right? Number two, we're scolded if we say no. I remember when I was a kid and my parents would ask me to do something and I'd say no, or I'd say, why? Tell me why, right? Like, I want to know why. If I'm going to listen to you, give me the reason why. That's just the kind of kid that I was. So I'd get in trouble for saying no, or I'd get in trouble for questioning things. So we're conditioned from a young age, like, oh, we're going to get in trouble if we don't do what you want, right? Number three, we've also experienced having love withheld from us, or being given the silent treatment as a form of punishment when we don't want to do something that someone else asks of us, right? Like maybe your friend, or, you know, hopefully you don't have friends like this, or family members, you know, give you the look of death if you say no, or if you question something, or you just like, no, I don't want to do that. And so from a young age, we are taught to just say yes. Say yes. Don't make a big deal. Don't rock the boat. Be nice. Be happy. Even if you're upset, put on a smile, right? It's like abandonment, 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 betrayal, betrayal, betrayal of ourself from the time that we were kids, right? And this, I don't want to actually say that this is just for women, because I do think men experience this as well. So I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, only women go through this. I actually have worked with a few male clients that tell me that they go through the same exact thing. It just shows up differently for them, right? So there are a ton of books out there, right, on how to set boundaries, but they're not so, many books out there or information that I have found. And if you have found it, then great, share them. Please pass them my way. Just, you know, DM me at my Instagram at my name is Vasavi. But what I have found that there are a lot of books on how to set boundaries, but not so many books on how to manage the immense amount of guilt that comes along with it. And so that's what I want to get into today. Today's not about setting boundaries, because there's plenty of information out there. And I think I've actually even recorded one or two episodes on setting boundaries. Today is really about the guilt, right? And so the number one factor that causes women to not set good boundaries is the emotional pain. It's the guilt and the shame that they feel when they set them. And so I want to just, you know, like I said, this is not an episode about boundaries, but what are boundaries? They're a series of tools, you know, statements that we use to set limits, expectations, and responsibilities with others and for ourselves, right? Boundaries help us define how we want to be treated, who we are, and what we want in the world. And the most simplest way of saying this is that they help us establish what's okay and what's not okay in our life, right? And so when we have boundaries, we can really kind of set the tone about what we want to allow in our lives and what, you know, what we want to keep out in our lives, right? If you look at a lot of the relationships maybe you've been in or situations that you've been in, and you look back and you're like, man, what was I thinking? Well, it's probably because you didn't, you know, set a boundary. Set a boundary with yourself, set a boundary with another person, right? So an example of a boundary might be, right, a woman or a man telling his or her boss that, you know, I'm unwilling to stay late to catch up on, you know, last minute requests, right? Because you have other commitments. And oftentimes we feel like, oh my God, I'm getting paid. I have to say yes. And so we feel guilty. We feel guilty. So we end up staying. We end up burning out. We end up feeling resentful. We end up hating our jobs, right? But imagine if you actually just said, you know what? I have another commitment. I can try to do this tomorrow, right? Or like just speak whatever is the truth for you instead of being like, oh, okay, I'll suck it up and I'll do it, right? Another example of a boundary might be if you're in a relationship to ask your partner like, hey, I miss you. I'd love to like spend a little bit more time with you, right? And maybe asking your partner like, you know, you're spending a lot of time with your friends on most evenings. And I would love to for us to spend more time together rather than cursing him or her out in your head and making up stories and creating chaos and just being upfront about what it is that you want. But then we feel bad, right? We feel bad like, oh, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say that. Therein comes in the guilt, right? So we don't really speak up for what we want and set that standard for ourselves because of the emotional pain that follows, which is, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to ask for too much. My standards are too high. I'm too picky. That's all bullshit. And that's what keeps you upset. And that's what keeps you resentful towards other people and yourself because you feel bad, right? When all you're doing is simply taking care of yourself and you're facing that conflict head on, right? Or you're setting those healthy limits. Right. A lot of women that I've actually worked with and talked to, mostly mothers, actually, they have a much easier time setting boundaries for their kids or for others than they do for themselves. Right. It's a lot easier for a mom to set a boundary for her kid and to like stand up for her children than it is for herself. And that makes complete sense. Right. Because it's easier to do something for somebody else oftentimes than it is to do for ourselves. Because when we do it for ourselves, that's where the guilt comes in. That's where the, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this come in. But we do it for other people. So it's really just a matter of taking what you are already doing. Like you have strengths. And I really want to highlight focusing on your strengths and what you do really well. Because if you can stand up for somebody else, you can set a boundary for somebody else and understand and acknowledge for somebody else. You can do it for yourself. So let's get into these two types of guilt, okay? So earned guilt and unearned guilt. Earned guilt is what we feel when we have taken an action that violates our rational moral standards, okay? So for example, if you curse somebody out, right? Or maybe you have a little bit of road rage and you flip somebody off and immediately after you feel bad. Right? That's actually earned guilt because maybe according to your moral standards, you're like, man, I cannot believe I just flipped somebody the bird. Like, I should not have done that. Like, you know, because according to your values, you want to be kind. You don't want to let your anger just pop off and have you have road rage. And so that guilt actually makes complete sense because it's violating your moral standards. Okay? And psychologically, first of all, guilt, there's nothing wrong with guilt, right? Guilt is actually a proper emotional response to things that we do, and actions that we take that violate our moral standards. It's the reason why we, you know, if you've ever wanted to steal something, you don't steal, or you don't cheat, or you don't lie, because you're like, you know what, this goes against my moral standards. That there is nothing wrong with that guilt. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? When you realize you're unkind to someone, or you say something that you're just not proud of, in this sense, having that guilt is actually positive, because it tells us when we have taken an action that goes against our value system, and it gives us a chance to do something about it, right? So this distinction is so important and crucial that you understand this for when, you know, the next time you set boundaries and you feel guilty, asking yourself, is this earned guilt or is this unearned guilt, right? So you got to know the difference between the two, earned and unearned. Just because you feel guilty does not mean you've earned that guilt, right? Just because you feel guilty does not mean you have earned that guilt, okay? Now, the guilt that you feel when setting boundaries is called unearned guilt. So let's walk through this process, right? When you set a healthy boundary, at first, you probably feel good. You're like, yes, I've stood up for myself. I've spoken up for myself. And then almost immediately after, you experience self-doubt and you experience guilt. This is unearned guilt. So I want you to first know that this is very common, right? It's part of the process of setting healthy, helpful boundaries. And I want you to also know that these feelings of guilt, self-doubt, maybe even shame, are not the truth. And they are the result of an ingrained, conditioned self-punishment impulse that you must acknowledge, right? From a young age, we are taught that it is wrong to speak up for ourselves, that we should just suck it up, that we should just look the other way, that we should just not say something. Right? We should just keep quiet. And you have learned that from watching your parents, society, movies, all the things, right? We learn it from a very young age. And that's why, like, I reference childhood because everything that we do stems from somewhere. And you got to understand the root cause. You have to understand, why am I like this? Right? Because there's nothing wrong with you, but you can feel like, as an adult, you logically know that, like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling guilty when I set boundaries. But you're like, where did I learn this? Look no further than your parents. Look no further than your caregivers. Right? And I'm not saying, once again, on this show, on this podcast, I am not about bashing our parents or our caregivers. It's about understanding where we learn it from. You've learned it. You can also unlearn it. Okay. I want to give you an example of unearned guilt, and maybe some of you dog lovers or, you know, pet parents out there can understand. A few months ago, I went to Colorado. Okay. And I had a great time, and I left my dog, Lainey, my golden retriever, with a wonderful dog sitter. I didn't want to board my dog up. I don't like putting her in kennels because I never know what the other dogs have and if she's going to come back with fleas or who knows what. But I found a woman on Rover, which is an app for dog boarding and dog sitting and all that stuff. And I wanted Lainey to have a good home, and I wanted her to be able to, like, you know, just be with other humans and not be in a cage. And so I dropped Lainey off. I met this dog sitter, Roxanne. She was great. And I was like, okay, Lainey's going to be so happy. I know she is. And this woman had, like, all these reviews. And I remember dropping her off and driving away. And I was like, at first I felt like, yes, okay, now I can finally, like, be on vacation, drive to the airport, you know, park my car. But I immediately felt guilty, because I was like, oh my God, I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty. I'm such a bad dog mom. Oh my God, I shouldn't have left her. Like, all these feelings. And then I immediately said to myself, like, wait, what is this? Like, what is this dog mom guilt about? And I know so many mothers who have actual human children feel this way too. And I remember thinking, how many times growing up I heard my mother, you know, she's a retired cardiologist now, but how guilty she used to feel leaving us. And I just remember, you know, even when she wanted to do something good for herself, I remember her feeling guilty. Like, she would go do the thing that was good for her, which is maybe take a road trip or go to a music class, or, you know, because she loves Indian music. But I just remember, I never really experienced my mother doing good stuff for herself, healthy stuff for herself, without the guilt. Like, I saw my mom take care of herself to an extent, okay? But I never saw her doing it in a like she was happy to do it for herself. There was always a level of guilt. So I think I just kind of always saw that growing up, like, oh man, if you're going to do something kind for yourself, you should feel bad about it, right? But that's why it's important to understand where it comes from. And I shook that feeling off. I'm like, okay, I know where this is coming from. Like, I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up. And you know what? Once I got on the plane and I was in Colorado, Roxanne was sending me photos of Lainey and it was great. Like, I let go of the guilt. But you got to understand where it comes from. You have to. And you have to rationally be able to look at it and be like, oh my God, this is unearned guilt.
Hey there, this is Vasavi, and my membership community, Mind Your Own Business, is the official sponsor of the Being Human with Vasavi podcast. Have you been looking for a community of people who get you, who think like you, and who are determined to becoming the person they were born to be? I'm talking no fluff, direct, real, and a raw community of people who are open-minded and willing to be honest with themselves and be the ultimate creators of their own life. Then I'm inviting you to join my subscription-based membership community, Mind Your Own Business, a community of people who you can turn to seek insight from and give back to. And I'll be there by your side, leading bi-weekly, monthly membership calls that'll get you inspired, motivated, and on fire to go after anything you want. Join today by heading over to VasaviKumar.com.
So, I want to offer you some strategies for the unearned guilt, right? So the first is called the feel and deal formula, okay? So I want you to feel it. If you feel guilty after setting a boundary, feel it. It's common. I already said this, right? It's common to feel the unearned guilt. It's even okay to an extent, right? Because it also gives us information. And when I say it's okay, I don't mean sit and wallow in the guilt. You got to know that your unearned guilt gives you information about yourself, right? So for example, I remember in my relationships, I would tell my boyfriend or my fiance or my husband, I've had all three. I would say, you know, I want to spend more time with him. And I would say just like that, like, I miss you. I want to spend more time with you. But then I remember that I would start feeling bad and start thinking like, oh my God, am I being too needy? Did I say it wrong? Oops, maybe I made a mistake, right? This is unearned guilt. This type of unearned guilt is completely unwarranted and socially induced. So I just remember saying that and really feeling the guilt of speaking up for what it is that I wanted, which is to spend more time. But then this is where the deal part of this comes in, right? This is the feel and deal formula. So you got to just feel it. Just feel what you're feeling and then deal with it, right? Anytime you ignore an emotion, it's gotten you. It's got you. It works on you. So acknowledge the guilt, right? So like feel the guilt, like feel the guilt and then deal with it and look at it head on and say to your guilt, like literally say it out loud. Okay, guilt, I see you. I feel it. I know it's there. And I'm making a good decision and I'm going to be okay. I'm speaking up for what it is that I want. I want to tell my partner that I miss him and I want to spend more time with him, right? You got to literally imagine and picture that your unearned guilt is just, it's that childhood friend of yours, right? I think we all had like that troublemaker friend. You got to picture that this unearned guilt is that childhood friend who's trying to tempt you to getting into trouble with them, right? So tell your guilt, thanks, but no thanks. So every single time you feel the emotional pain that is so common when setting healthy and helpful boundaries for you and your life, you got to say, you know what? I see you. I get it. I know where you've come from. I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm okay. Thanks, but no thanks, right? I promise you eventually this unearned guilt will dissipate, right? And the boundary setting will get easier. So there are four things that I want you to remember for the next time, because there's going to be a next time, okay? I want you to remember four things for the next time, you know, you set healthy boundaries and you feel guilt. So you can distinguish between, okay, earned guilt, which is you violating your own moral standards, which is completely okay because it will help you become a better person, a more aligned person, a kinder person, a more values-driven person, and unearned guilt, which is just all the shit that you've been taught since you were a kid, right? Rule number one, you are only responsible for your own actions. You are not responsible for the actions of others. You are not responsible for the actions of your friends, family, or strangers. You literally do not have control over what other people decide to do. Like if, for example, if your friend gets fired from a job and you get a promotion, why do you feel guilty? Or if your friend is single and currently hating her single life, but you've just gotten into a new relationship, don't feel guilty about that. Like it, your happiness is no less valid because somebody else is not happy. Remember, you make choices in your life to have the life that you want. Do not feel guilty for the life that you want or the life that you have. You are only responsible for your own actions. And when you remember that, when you remember that you're only responsible for your own actions, then first of all, you mind your own damn business, right? Second of all, you're not going to sit there and try to save everyone else because you realize that you are only responsible for your actions and you cannot make someone do anything. Yes, even in a relationship, stop trying to make your partner be like you, think like you, feel like you. You can only have control over how you show up, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Okay, so when you remember this, it's going to be a lot easier for you to distinguish between that earned and unearned guilt, right? Rule number two. Oh my God, for all my codependents out there, I love y'all and I get this. I get the struggle. Rule number two, you are not responsible for making other people happy. As a matter of fact, wherever you are right now listening to this, I want you to say this with me out loud. I am not responsible for making other people happy. Happiness is a personal endeavor.
Let's take a quick break.
Having been in therapy since the age of 12, I know firsthand just how powerful the process of finding the right therapist is. Going to therapy and talking things out with my therapist has made me happier, clearer, and most importantly, I have a plan for my mental health. I have tools to be able to communicate with others and also the tools to cope when life gets hard, which it does. So let me ask you a question. Is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Regardless if you have a clinical mental health issue like depression or anxiety, or if you're just a human who lives in this world who is going through a hard time, therapy can give you tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible. And this is an important mission because finding a therapist can be really hard, especially when you're limited to the options in your area. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with the therapist. There's a link in my description. It's BetterHelp.com/Vasavi. That's BetterHelp.com/Vasavi. Clicking that link helps support this podcast, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with the therapist and see if it helps you. And because finding a therapist is a little like dating, if you don't really fit with that therapist, which is a common thing with therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost without stressing out about insurance, who's in your network, or anything like that. I don't know where I would be without the help of therapy and my therapist, but I do know that life would feel that much harder. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/Vasavi. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. I have had people message me and they ask me like, are you really this happy? I go, first of all, I'm not happy all the time. Trust me, I have my ups and downs. But for the most part, yes, I'm a very happy human being. I feel very grateful for what I have. And I've had to earn that shit. I've had to make a conscious choice to be happy. And it really took a lot of excavation and clearing away and therapy, right? Even the therapists need therapists. Right? It's a personal achievement. You are not responsible for making other people happy. You cannot make someone else happy. And once again, this is something that we learned from a young age, right? If you had emotionally manipulative parents who didn't know any better, right? And if you were sad or if you did something wrong and your parents did not have emotional regulation, and if you fucked up and they were like, oh, you're making me so sad. Like, no, dude, you just really don't know how to control your emotions. You cannot make anyone feel any sort of way. Okay. For those of you who have tried, ask yourself if it's ever worked. Have you ever really made somebody happy? Yeah, maybe momentarily they'll get like a little, you know, joy boost. But at the end of the day, it's a choice to be happy because you can do something kind for someone and they can still be ungrateful, right? Many times the other person that you're trying to make whatever feeling you're trying to have them experience doesn't appreciate or even they resent it. They even resent it, right? But people all the time feel guilty for feeling that they have failed to make their spouse, their friend, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their parents happy. When you put this kind of responsibility on your shoulders, that it's your job to make other people happy, you are doomed to fail. And that's why you end up feeling that unearned guilt, because you've told yourself that it is your responsibility to make other people happy. And then when you don't, you feel like you have failed. But you put that responsibility on yourself, right? Maybe from a very young age, but as an adult, you get to choose differently. And so what I want to say instead is that this is really where it would be beneficial for you to get that proper support and encouragement for yourself, right? And have that community for yourself to kind of really start to have like people in your life, a community in your life, where you start to see these kind of patterns, you know, that you've been holding on to for a very long time, right? If you want to help the people in your life, what you can do is provide resources, you know, share an article. If you care about them and you want to share an article, do that. But do not take responsibility for what has to be their achievement. I remember in my previous relationship, the one right after my divorce, oh my God, I would help him apply for jobs. I would write his resume. I would write his cover letter. I would like design his website. I would do all these things. And I just wanted him to love me. I would just do all these things. And it's like, obviously we know how that relationship ended up. I mean, if you go back to my previous episodes, you know, thank the freaking Lord we're not together. But yeah, I think that's a perfect example of trying to make somebody happy, trying to make somebody happy so that they love you, so they stay, so they never leave you, right? Rule number two, you're not responsible for making other people happy. Say that out loud every day. I'm not responsible for making other people happy. Rule number three, make sure that your standards for yourself are rational. Now, I am not telling you to lower your standards. That's not what I'm saying. I want you to have very high standards for yourself in terms of what you will allow and not allow in your life. But for example, I work with very high achieving men and women, right? I've worked with doctors. I've worked with lawyers. I've worked with entrepreneurs, small business owners. I've even worked with college students. And I've had clients tell me that they feel guilty that they didn't make as much money, or with my, you know, younger kind of clients that they're feeling really a lot of pressure because maybe they didn't get really good grades. I mean, I grew up in a freaking Indian immigrant household. Grades were everything. I'd come home with a 90 and my mom would say, why didn't you get 100? Right? So I've had clients who felt guilty because they didn't get those straight A's, because they didn't make that much money, or they didn't hit that financial goal, right? Even though they were putting in the work and putting in the effort. So instead of congratulating themselves and feeling pride and proud of themselves, they just criticized themselves and felt guilty, which brought on anxiety and depression, right? Because if you are constantly hustling and hustling and hustling and working and working and working, and let's just say you don't get the results that you want for whatever reason, and instead of acknowledging what you have done and how far you have come and how hard you have worked, then you're beating yourself up. Of course, you're going to feel crappy about yourself, right? Having high standards is fine. As long as those standards are realistic and you give yourself recognition when you sincerely do your best to achieve them, right? I'm not really talking about this in terms of relationships, but like even in, relationships, in romantic relationships or with friendships, right? Like you can only do your best, like be the best friend that you can be the best partner you can be. But there's like, you got to remember all these other rules, right? You're not responsible for making other people happy, and you're not responsible, you know, you're only responsible for your own actions. So just like realize that there's only so much that you can do. Do your best, acknowledge that you've done your best, and keep it moving. Celebrate what you have done. Okay. And like, please be easy with yourself, because this is the reason why one out of every five women have anxiety, depression, some sort of mental health issue, because of the standards that we place upon ourselves, right? And we berate ourselves, we beat ourselves up. Unearned guilt, right? That's that unearned guilt. Last rule, you should not feel guilty for thoughts that you have or images that you picture in your mind, even if you consider those thoughts and images immoral or evil. Now, I am not condoning violence. I am not condoning anything that is abusive or anything, okay? But our thoughts are our thoughts. Like, if you're in a really, abusive relationship and you've had the meanest thoughts about this person, or you're just like, God, I hate this person. I want them to die. Like, you have these thoughts. Don't feel guilty about that, right? This is what holds people with this, like, silent torture, right? And feelings of guilt. Thinking or picturing something does not make it so. Only when you act on it can you then judge yourself, right? I have had such mean thoughts. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and be like, I think positive thoughts all the time. Bullshit. So, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I felt my mom was really controlling. I would really think the meanest of things about my mother. Like, I would think awful things. I've even said them to her, and that's what I feel guilty about. I don't feel bad about thinking those thoughts. I feel guilty that I've said them to her, and I've apologized to my mother, and of course she's like, oh my God, you're a teenager, right? But a lot of things pop into our minds during the day, at night, when we're sleeping, and you don't have direct control over them, right? So listen, if you see a man or a woman walking down the street and you picture them naked, or you have sexual thoughts about them, you're going to feel guilty about that? This is normal. It's natural. Don't feel guilty about it, right? You then following that person to their house and saying, let's have sex, if you're in a relationship, that might be a problem. Yeah, I can understand if you feel guilty about that, right? But if you were actually to, like, if someone, you're at the mall, I mean, I don't know who goes to the mall these days with COVID, but, you know, if you're walking and someone bumps into you and you're just thinking to yourself, like, oh my God, that person is so stupid, that's just a thought. But if you were to actually hit the person, then yes, that would be wrong. And you would justifiably be guilty, feel guilty, right? It would make sense that you feel guilty, because I don't think that it's, part of your moral code to go around and hit people. You know what I mean? So many people believe that they should think good, clean, and moral thoughts all the time. And then, God forbid, they don't have these thoughts, then they're a bad person and they deserve to feel guilty. I would say religion is definitely the culprit here, right? It's like, oh, we should only think positive thoughts. You literally cannot control your thoughts, but you can choose which thoughts you want to focus on and which thoughts you take action on, right? So this is not how the human mind works. It's not just like, oh, I'm only going to have positive thoughts all the time. And you should not feel guilty for having quote unquote immoral, dirty, or bizarre thoughts. I have had the most bizarre thoughts. I am not going to share them on this podcast, but I'm just going to admit that I've had some pretty crazy ass thoughts, but I haven't acted on it, right? I will say this though, if you are having like obsessive thoughts about things that are very disturbing to you, and you can't get rid of them, and you want to because it's disturbing your peace, then I would definitely recommend seeing a therapist. Okay, I definitely want to say that, because it's you deserve to have peace in your life, and so there's a fine line. And so yeah, if you're kind of dealing with obsessive thoughts right now, then definitely consider seeing a therapist. So listen, I want you to know this, right? That distinguishing between the two, the earned and the unearned guilt, can be challenging, because we've lived by a set of irrational beliefs and standards for so many years, right? And the guilt just follows. It's just there. It just follows automatically, right? It's going to take time. It's going to take effort to become aware of the root, the source, and the type of your guilt. And it's even going to take longer to completely eradicate that unearned guilt. And being a part of a community, talking to somebody out loud about this in a safe space, right, can be a huge source of help and relief in accomplishing this. So I want to leave you with this, okay? I want you to keep setting those healthy boundaries. I want you to feel the guilt that comes with it, because like I just said, it's going to take a long time to eradicate it, but that doesn't mean that it's not impossible. It's not impossible to set boundaries and not feel guilt. You can do that. You can. And the more you do it, the more you feel it, the more you deal with it and you acknowledge it. And it's really about being consistently kind and caring to yourself and remembering those four rules, right? That you're not responsible for other people's actions and that you're not responsible for making other people happy. And really taking the time to still have those standards for yourself, but also congratulating yourself and celebrating yourself and really feeling proud of yourself, okay? And then allowing yourself to have the thoughts that you have. And, you know, there's a big difference between thinking certain thoughts and taking action, okay? And just know that here on the Being Human with Vasavi podcast, this is a safe space for you to show up completely as you. That's why I share so much of what I share with you, because ultimately my goal is to have you know that you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not crazy. You are not weird. There is nothing wrong with you. At the end of the day, we're all a lot more similar than I think we think, but we really are. And so if you like today's episode, please go ahead and share it with a friend. Subscribe. Reach out to me if you have any questions. Share the episode on your social media. Tag me in it. My name is Vasavi is my handle. So I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep setting those healthy boundaries. Keep standing up for yourself. Keep speaking up for yourself. Keep going after your dreams. I love you.
If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name Is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.